One, two, and another preacher back and preach. And I know preachers like to preach. Because I do. But I want to say this to you too. My deliverance is in this pulpit. My deliverance is in this pulpit. The Lord reminded me, I heard a testimony about a young man, He had lost his voice. And they let him, you know, he was scratching, you know, like that. But they would still let him preach. He was the pastor of the church, and they just kind of, you know, let him preach. And he, but one day he was up there, and they had it on the radio. I wish I could get that tape. He was and the Lord straightened his voice out. The Lord reminded me of that when I sat there. Because I'm like, Lord, let your will be done, because, you know, whatever. But my deliverance is in this pulpit. Right up here. Anybody know what I'm saying? So I love you to death, but y'all have to take another Sunday. You know, you can't take this one. This is mine. And I just want to thank the Lord. I'm just stirred up for God. I just, hallelujah. I know, I say, Lord, it's like we walked into another land. And I want y'all to thank Sister, you know, I don't know if she's been playing too much, has she? Brother Hearn, has she been playing a lot? Yeah, see, but you know, I asked her to play and she didn't turn no words. I thank you, Sister Linda. You did a fine job. We thank you. We thank you. Yes, you did fine, and we thank you, because we know the girl that plays our guitar, she plays, she said, boy, y'all be singing some keys I got to practice on. So we sang some keys that people have to practice on. But I'm here. I don't know. I don't know about y'all. And I feel like the way the service is going, you feel this too. We have walked into something. I'm telling you, it's like I'm walking around trying to find out what to do. I'm in another land. I'm in another place, honestly. I walked into something not too, brother, you know what I did, don't you? Thank you. And I walked into something. I said, God, I feel like I'm lost. I don't know where I am. I don't know what's going on. But then I feel like God keep coming and tell me I'm doing something. Praise the Lord. I got to take you to a higher level. You can't get what you want down there. You got to come on up. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And he said, you go back. You go back and remember from where I brought you. Oh, thank you, Lord. Jacob went back. He said, remember. Remember how you used to walk the floors of that little church. And I remember how I used to go, me and Keith, and go, we pray every time the Lord dropped the prayer bell, we was praying. He said, go back, walk the thing to this church. He said, and I'm going to anoint it like I did then. He said, people are going to come. I'm going to anoint it. We got to go back. We go back to where he brought us from. And I said, Lord, I'm going to go over there. I'm going over there and I'm going to pray. And he said, walk up and down this right here. Now, I've got to tell you this, because this is going to come to pass. We was at 1400, and that's what I did to one. I would walk them pulpits. I stay at night. So don't be telling me he too old. No, no, no. Your pastor getting ready to pray all night now. I'm getting ready to seek my God. That's what I did when I was 40. Girl, you ain't 40. I don't care if I ain't 40. God's people need help. And as long as he keep me on my feet and keep me halfway going, I say, I'll do it, Lord. Because he said, go back. He said, do what you used to do. Now you pray, he said, but do what I said. I knew exactly what he was saying. But a lady came to our church at 1400, brother. We was around that little church over there. You remember we was over there. And I didn't pray for the woman. She just came up in the front. Up in the pulpit, we called this our altar. And she came up, and so she called and said, Sister Davis, she called me on the phone. I want to tell you, when I came to your altar, God healed me. She said, God healed me when I came up to your altar. Not my altar, but saints, the saints, we got to get back to it. We got to get back to prayer. Not that I don't pray. My husband can tell you, I praise. But I mean, I know where I was when I was younger. Where you old? That's just too bad. I'm sorry. I'm just too sorry because I know what I'm feeling in my heart. And I feel as long as I can get up in the morning, long as I can have feelings in me, I'm going to do what the Lord has told me to do. He said, go back. He said, I'm getting ready to move like you ain't seen nothing move yet. He said, you keep on preaching that this is your year. He keep on preaching that this is the time that God is going to move. God's people need miracles. They need signs. They need wonders. They need saving. They need everything. But you're going to pay something. You're going to pay something. Now, we can testify all we want to. Oh, the testimony, by the way, was wonderful. But you're going to have to pay some prices around here. And I don't mean you got to do something now. We know what we did. Come on now. You know we used to have them shut-ins. We didn't think there was nothing. You remember what, brother, you remember. And you know when God moved, he moved. Now, where is God? Where are we? Where are we? Ain't where God is, where we are. Oh, God, my heart, I'm stirred. I'm sorry, I would let y'all preach, but I can't let you preach this morning. I would sit down. I probably would have got home and said, oh, I've been, you know, stirring. I got to tell what I feel. Praise Lord. I got to tell what I feel, what God has put in my heart. Hallelujah. When Lisa, when you jumped up, that did the cake there. When you do that all the time, girl. No, I know that something happened to you. You went to the church yesterday and something got a hold of you. Something got a hold of you, girl. I said, is that Lisa back there? Praise the Lord. I'm going to tell you, let me say this. I believe that it's a time and a day in God's people's houses. In the churches of God and the ministers who are going to bring his people in. They're going to have understanding to bring his people to a new place. We can't do the old thing. The old thing ain't worked. We got to let God have his way. People say, ooh, they sang a lot of songs. Well, now you enjoyed them, didn't you? Praise the Lord. I said, didn't you? We gave people freedom to testify. Now, when the church get down about 120, now, I don't know if you can do that. Yeah, but you know what I'm saying. But you can do it now, because praise the Lord, we be here all day and night. Praise the Lord. But you know what? Praise the Lord. God is a good God. Praise the Lord. And I tell you, stay where God put you. Get what God got for you. Don't copy off of Sister So-and-so. Don't want Paul's things, Peter's things. Get something that you got in you, that God put in you, because we're going to miss out if you try to be anybody else. But I know that God has his people. Hallelujah. He has gifted his people. And the Lord spoke to my heart. He said, I have everything in the church that you need. He said, I have it. The saints just ain't looking. He said, I got prophecy. I got wisdom and knowledge. I got healing. I got deliverance. I got all the gifts of the Spirit. All the gifts and all the fruits of the Spirit. And once the church produce this, we ain't going to have to go see doctor. What you said, Damien? The medicine man. Children, is it you receiving this? Honestly. God has given. I'm telling you. We come now. We do what we can. We do what we can. You understand what I'm saying? Don't stop. It's going to take God. You know, but somebody got to hear it. We got to preach it. Praise the Lord. I'm going to tell you, next week, y'all better come, because the Lord gave me, what baptism was you baptized with? There you go. Uh-huh. Oh, hold on. That's next week. Praise the Lord. I thank the Lord for being, and I really thank for Brother and Sister Hearn coming. They're so precious. They always come at the right time. Brother Hearn, I will give you a little time, but not right now. Not right this minute. I know. And we was over there last year, and he said, well, he just come, he stood down, Sister Davis, he's just so precious. And I know we was uptown at 3, he was at the prayer meeting. He said, ooh, I love these prayer meetings. But you know, a lot of preachers, you know, we just like to preach. That's all to it. But as I was sitting there today, praise the Lord, sitting in there seeking the Lord, I said, God, I know I got to wait on you. Hallelujah. I said, but Lord, teach me how to wait. And he told me as I sit there, he reminded me of this radio broadcast I heard. heard with my ears. I saw the Lord, how he touched this man and delivered him. I read in, it's all over the air. And when he started talking plain, he said, he didn't know what to do. Because they weren't Pentecostal people, see. Because he had been Pentecostal. They'll let you know God loves everybody. He ain't. We just got names, but God ain't got no name on nothing. We got a tag on there, but God's got a tag. He ain't worried about all this stuff we talking about. Praise. We just need to love each other. See, y'all hold back my whatever. Every church ain't got everything. All these little churches, one here, one there, one there, one there, da da. But if we bind our forces, we can whoop this devil. We don't know. We got what it takes to whoop this devil. Brother Hearn, we got what it takes to whoop the devil. If we bind our forces, that's another message. I'm going to Matthew 6. Praise the Lord. I was sitting there musing upon this, as David said. I was musing on this. And it just got so good to me. I said, Lord, help me. Help me. Move everything that is not you. You know what I'm saying? Move out everything. Praise the Lord. That hurts. You think your mover got who? Furniture mover? When God get the moving stuff out, it feel like the furniture. One boy say, man, that woman had something that weighed 1,000 pounds. That thing was heavy. Some of us got a little heavy stuff in us, some of us. I ain't saying that bad. I ain't talking about nobody. I ain't calling nobody's name. But we need to ask the Lord to move out whether it's heavy. Yeah. That you like this pretty. You don't need that. Move it out. Clean it out. I say clean it out. Because he want to move in, and he got to move his stuff in. And he ain't got time for your stuff and his stuff. I didn't know that, sister. I'm just opening my mouth and whatever coming out. I'm just opening up my mouth. I'm telling you, God is a good God. And I realize if we'll praise him, if we'll get in this house and forget about Susie and Sally and what so-and-so is doing and what this one ain't doing, if we come to the house of the Lord, I believe God is going to drop down in this place. I believe he's going to hear the wind. I've been saying, Lord, send the wind, send the fire, send the rain, send it all to the church. And he's getting ready to do it. If we can just believe it. Amen. Sickness is going to go. I don't care what nobody say. I say, Lord, I ain't found it in the Bible that I got to have none of this stuff they say I got. I say, I ain't found it in there. Now you show it to me and I'll be okay. Because when you show me something, I'm okay with it. But he said, I'm the Lord thy God, which healeth through Exodus 15:26 from all your diseases. I'm not going to put up on you what they put up on the Egyptians. I got to go back and see what he put up on the Egyptians. Shucking, I don't know. But either way, he's not going to put them on you. Believe in the Lord and believe in his prophets, so shall you prosper. Believe, children, believe in this word. This word is a true prophet. Believe in it. It's time for us to believe the word of God. When I saw Lisa, the Lord break through in Lisa, I said, Lord, I know that you're saying that. So I'm sitting there. I'm sitting there and I pray this prayer and you praise it every time. And I'm thinking about the apostles. And I'm thinking about Jesus. And I'm thinking about he did not commit himself to man. He didn't commit him. Stand. I got to pray first. Father, in Jesus' name, I'm overly happy for what you're doing in our midst. Not only in this church, God, I believe in every place your people are, you're moving. I want to thank you for that. Now we, Lord, that have been put in the positions where we are, let us begin to really seek you with our whole hearts, that we will know how to guide your people and know how to tell them the truth, God. Know what to do, when to do, how to do, in Jesus' name. Because everything we need is the anointing, but I believe the anointing comes through obedience. I believe the anointing comes through obedience, Lord. And I want to thank you today for the anointing. I want to thank you for what you did yesterday, Lord. I want to thank you for what you're going to do tomorrow and the next day and the next day. Hallelujah. But I am reminded what Paul said, and I love this man. He said, I die daily. So, Lord, help us to die a little more today. Hallelujah. Help us to die to ourselves. It's not easy. Nobody going to sit up here talking about it. It's, no, no, Lord. Self don't die easy. But I can be done because you gave us your spirit. And you said, hallelujah, we receive the Holy Ghost, we would have power. And I believe some of that power, Lord, is to make us live right and let us do right. I've seen some, Lord, I've seen a lot in my day. But I'm asking you to help me today as I, Lord, have you let you flow through me. I am your vessel. Lord, I'm yours. I belong to you, Lord. I'm your handmaiden, Lord. I'm like, Lord, Rachel with your people. Hallelujah. I'm just here because you say be here. Praise, and I want to thank you for it, God. I want to thank you for this position. Praise the Lord. It's just, praise the Lord. I just want to thank you. I don't have the words a lot of times to explain. Sister was saying, you know, she's not a person of much. I got a lot of words, but I don't know how to put them all together sometimes. But I just want to thank you. I thank you, and I pray for the anointing of the Holy Ghost, that you would help your people every time we get in this pulpit. Let us bring something up here that will bless and help us. I ask it in Jesus' name, and all the saints said,
amen.
Hallelujah. Clap your hands first. Now turn around and tell somebody, say, let's go on further. Let's go on further. Let's move on in here now. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, Sister Linda. Thank you so much. I love you more. And remember, we pray for one another. I just believe it. I believe God can do anything. I may not know how to get it done, but I'm searching.
Hallelujah.
This is going to be an easy message here. I'm so happy. Well, at least you got me stirred up, girl. What you do that for? I want to thank the Lord for all of you and for my cousin who said, I came today and I'm going tomorrow.
Amen.
Wait a minute. From Mississippi.
Amen.
She came from Mississippi. Thank you, Lord. And that encouraged my heart. Because after we got the Saturday thing going and I knew that people was out and gone. A lot of our people is they sick and they, you know, working and then out of town and different things. But we just blessed the Lord. We ain't got no great big church now. But we do have some members out today. And we want to pray for them, Donald and Allison and all of them. Where they at? They're in Baltimore. Hey, nah. Baltimore, Maryland. That's all right. But I just want to thank the Lord, honestly, for the word of God. And I thank him for something that you do every single day. And we're going to break it down today because I think it's needful today. Praise the Lord. Every day when I go, praise the Lord, to prayer, it's just a habit. I always start with the Lord's Prayer or the disciples' prayer. I always start with the disciples' prayer. And then sometime when I'm praying it, brother, I say, ain't that something? I say, wow, Lord. And I say, ooh, that's really, you know. So I was sitting there and the Lord took me back again, and I began to see, began to feel where Jesus, I'm not telling you not way where he feeling now. I don't know if I got there yet. But I began to see how much his love for his disciples, his love for people, that's the key. You got to love. You want to go out and pray for people, you got to love. You got to ask God to give you some love. Praise the Lord. And so I'm just stirred up. And I said, Lord, I'm so stirred. I don't know. I'm sitting here today. I got up and Dad said, when it started? And that what I had about a month ago tried to come back. And I said, Lord, please, not today. So we're all fighting something, brother. But I said, I'm walking in that pulpit today. Now, you might as well come on. I don't want these people to see me limping. But I'm going to put on some flat shoes. They ain't matching, but that's all right. My daughter, she's the fashion model. Mom, what you got on that colorful? I'm got it on because I can't walk in nothing else today. Praise the Lord. Yes. Amen, Lisa. Praise the Lord. So I got white. Well, you know, white go with anything, don't you? And it may be time to pull off white, but I got it on today. I told her, I'm putting me on some shoes, some flat shoes. I don't want no heels because I may twist my leg, you know, twist my foot or something. I don't want no high heels, but, oh, ain't God good. I feel good, Linda. I feel good today. Praise the Lord. I feel good today. Hallelujah. I feel like God want to move today. I feel like he want to start today. I feel like he want to do something today. I feel like this is the day. I feel like this is the time. I feel like if we'll just believe him, I feel like he'll do it. Oh, my Lord, it's time to stop talking and believe God. Oh, I'm feeling good. And you know, and I can't do nothing. All I do is what's in my heart coming out, and what's in your heart comes out. Oh, God, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Okay. So after Jesus was going around doing good, he told him in the fifth chapter, he said, be perfect as I am perfect. Be perfect as your Father. That's love. Be perfect in love. He rides on down here, and I'm going to start with the prayer. Amen. I said amen. Amen. So when I get on my knees every morning, it's just, do anybody else do that? Start off with the Lord's Prayer. Amen. And after this manner, therefore, pray ye. Our Father. Now, nobody couldn't call him Father before Jesus. Did y'all know that? There's no place in the Old Testament that they call God Father. It's not in there. They say Lord, El Shaddai, Jehovah this, Jehovah that, but never Father. Because there's something really personal about Father. I say it's something really perfect and personal about Father. And so he said, now I'm giving you, Jesus gave us so much. Oh my God, they told me a long time ago what I got from him. But as I began to constantly do this prayer, I began to say, our Father. He said, look, now you can go to the Father. In my name, you can go. Linda, we can go to the Father in the name of Jesus and ask him what we want, and he promised to give it to us. We got to start to believe in what he say. I'm here in this pulpit because I believe. You know, with the Lord, y'all ain't gonna rush me, are you? Okay. I ain't gonna keep you long. Praise the Lord. I got up this morning with that same, this little my hip. I turned, I said, oh Lord, this cannot be. This cannot be. I got up and my hip was hurt a little. I said, now wait a minute. Now, he told me to put ice packs on. So I went and got me an ice pack, my little ice pack. Put it on there. That's what they told me to do when I went to the doctor. God gave me something on there. Gave El something on it too. You know, so I put my ice pack on, and my back was feeling. I said, oh, Lord. Oh, Jesus. So, Dad, I took a pain pill, the one they got me from the doctor. I took a pain pill. I know Dad was going to get honey sauce, something, call out, you know. And I said, God, I got to get in that pulpit today. And I'm going to tell you, ain't nothing. I don't know. I can't give the pain pill no whatever. Yeah, but, you know, I feel better. It's still a little wink of it. But you know what? Let me tell you something. About 10 years ago, I had this same trouble. And I didn't know what it was. Listen good. I didn't know what it was, brother. We had went on a trip. And I came back and I could not walk. Daddy was, and I was crying. I mean, this thing hurt me so bad back there. And I didn't know what it was. But I waited on the Lord. I didn't have no sense but to wait on God. I'm getting older now, but I don't like to hurt. You went on the Lord, you got to hurt. I'm telling you now, you went on the Lord, you're going to hurt some. Because he ain't going to just turn a flip because you calling. But Brother Mark, I got tired of waiting. I'm getting my age is showing up here. And so, so I then I just went on and waited on the Lord like I've been doing. And the Lord healed me. And I didn't have it for 10 or 12 years. This thing ain't bothered me. Stay with me. I got up August the 10th and I couldn't get out of bed. I throwed this leg out here and this leg wouldn't respond. August 10th. I put it down. And I said, honey, I don't know what's the matter with me. So me and Bridget had to go somewhere to help a lady. Now this thing hurt me because I didn't go see before to find out what it was. So now I'm up in a new day. Y'all, come on now. We in a new, wait to it. Come on now. So I'm getting up and I'm walking and the thing just about to kill me and I couldn't hardly walk. And we went somewhere to somewhere to get something and went someplace else. And Bridget ain't knowing because she just loves me to death. Mama, mama, mama. But you know, I didn't know what was wrong with me. So we went into this lady's house. Let me tell you, God know I'm a nut. So we went on to this lady's house, sister, and the lady was Bridget's friend who couldn't sell her house. This is hurting. I'm leaning on her thing because I'm getting ready to fall here. Can't hardly stand up. She said, I ain't been able to sell my house. Girl, something rose up in me. I said, wait a minute now. She said, she loves the Lord. Let's pray for her. I said, you're going to sell your house. I'm getting, you know how the Holy Ghost comes over? You're going to sell that house. Stay with me. That was August the 10th. I keep up with these days, Jackie. 7 days later, what is that, the 17th? Y'all must have had y'all thing on the 20th, Tawana. Where Tawana gone? She gone to the thing. They must have had it on the 20th, Al, because it was the 10th day. So the 10th day, after we went to the memorial, when I told you about that, how the Lord told me to just go and hug her. All right. We goes to have dinner at, that restaurant we went to. Not Golden Corral, the Chinese restaurant. Okay, we were standing, sitting up to eating, and the phone rings. And she said, oh, this is Nancy, I'll call her back. And the phone ring again. And the phone ring, I said, Bridget, answer the phone. She asked the phone, Bridget was doing like this. She said, oh, I sold my house! I sold my house! She done hollered and screamed. She had a soul out. Hallelujah, Jesus. So you feeling a little bad? God tell you to do something. Get your stick. Get whatever you can to get yourself where you gotta go. Praise the and do what he say. You see the greatest miracle. I thought that was. Ooh, I said. She said, "Mama, the woman ain't. She sold a house." She said, "You tell your mother thank you." I said, "Thank you, Jesus." Lord taught me something in that. He taught me something in that. A lot of times you're sick and you don't feel good. But that be the main time God gonna do something. And you know, hallelujah. You get so sick sometimes your head hurts you so bad. Praise the Lord with the sinus troubles and all this kind of stuff. But you need to get your mind off your headache and say, God, I mean, is that woman over there looks so pitiful? She might need prayer. Hallelujah. And you go over and lay hands on that woman and the Holy Ghost will heal her. I'm helping somebody here. Because I've had this experience. I know it's the truth. I know it's the truth. I say, I know it's the truth. I know it's the truth. Oh, it'll work if you work it. It'll work. Woo. You work this thing in our Father. Now you got to have where he live. He say, which art in heaven, not in Sparta. Not in Chicago, not right around the street, but our Father which art in heaven. I like that. I like the location he's in. Then he said, hallowed be thy name. Now when I get to that part, I just take time out and I say, oh God, you're great. Oh Lord, you're awesome. And I'll be treated what I understand. You understand what I'm saying? I do what I understand. Praise and I begin to praise him of how great he is. And I try to remember the prayer now. He said, which art in heaven, be thy name. But look at this, what it says. He said, thy kingdom come. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth. Now you can take that earth to be here or here. I'll take it here. Your will be done in me, Lord. Woo! Your will be done in me. Now I prayed that. You prayed the prayer. But see, you ain't prayed the prayer. But you done prayed the prayer. But you pray that prayer and you believe that prayer, you change. I say, thy will be done in me, Lord, as it is in heaven. I say, oh, my God, in my Savior, ain't no sickness in heaven. Thy will be done in earth, in here, as it is in heaven. There ain't no sin. There ain't no sorrow in heaven. Thy will be done. There ain't no poorness in heaven. Hallelujah. Thy will be done. I'm sighted. I'm sighted. Oh, God. I say, I'm sighted, good. As it is in heaven. I say, oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. And I think sometimes you can pray, Lord, let your will be done in earth. And that Jesus never told us to do nothing that he didn't do. When he was in the garden, he went, brother, I studied the Bible my life since I was 14. And you've read it a long time too. But I said, Lord, have mercy. These things we don't look at. The Holy Spirit says, it's time now. He said, I'm opening up now. It's just like a blossom opening. Oh, they've been there all the time. Praise the Lord. But when he was in the garden, he said, Lord, if it's possible, Father, let this cup pass. But he said, I told them to pray that your will be. He said, but nevertheless, let your will be done. Thank you. Nevertheless, Lord, I know what I got to go through, but nevertheless, let your will be done. Now listen. Sometimes we pray about his will. It ain't for that. But he said, let his will be done for the most horrible thing that ever happened in the world. But when we say, let your will be done, I said, now, Lord, if you can say your will be done in that, I can say, let your will be done in this. You get it? You see, you get it? Hallelujah. So let his will be done. And I just believe his will is for you to be happy and health. That's his will. Because he put it in. That's the will right there. And I read it in the will. That I worship of all things. That you would prosper. Praise I had to be in health. And your soul prosper. Praise God, I had to get that in my head too. Because, hallelujah. Somebody had to call my husband. Bought me a beautiful car for my birthday. Hallelujah. And I had to get it in my head. Hallelujah, Jesus. This is something God gave me. Because nobody can do what God can do. And so when people started blessing me, I said, Lord, wait a minute now. Wait a minute now. Leave something up there for me now. You ain't getting ready to call my name, is you? I was serious. Wasn't a Brian. I got Brian to look up. He's a salesman. And I got him to look it up. Boy, what can I do? You know, he said, well, Mama, you know, so-and-so. I said, no, I don't guess I'm going to do that. But Sister Gerda didn't. I don't guess she knew what I was going through. The other day she was talking. She said, Sister David, don't do that. I ain't going to do it no way. No, because I ain't going to let nobody cheat him. Oh, y'all just quiet. God gave you so you could be a blessing. So you could be a blessing. I said, so you could be a blessing. He'll give you favor. You simply worried about stuff. God will give you favor. I say God will give you favor. You ain't got nothing to worry about. You a child of God? Then there's another thing. Don't be scared to say you a child of God. You ought to be jumping about being. You jump when you're sick. God, I mean, I went to the doctor. So you jump on that. But when God, you ought to say, I'm a child of the King. I'm a child of the King. You know who I am? I'm a child of the King. Now, I ain't always knew this, but I went to the hospital to pray for somebody. I didn't know this. And the boy said, that woman walked in like she owned it. I didn't know that the Holy Ghost did that, brother. Well, Sister Dave, you charge it like you're going to take over. That's right. Because Jesus taking over. Jesus in me. Jesus in you. I don't care what's wrong with you, Jesus. You got Jesus. You got everything you need if you got Jesus in you. Hallelujah. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Boy, that got down to me. I said, Lord, I don't know. Thy will be done. I said, Jesus. And that just turned me around my thinking. Gave me a little more to hope for. Y'all don't understand what I'm saying. Yes. Thy will be done in earth. Yes. as it is. Linda, it is not his will for us to be sick. It ain't his will. Okay, well, you know, we living in a fallen world. We were living in a fallen world when Jesus came. It didn't get up because he come. It still was fallen. But he came in here and said, I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. I am who I am. Hallelujah. I can do anything. Just ask me. Ask and it shall be given. He kept telling him, seek and you'll find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. Hallelujah. I am who I am. Oh, I ain't seen nothing else. Y'all just keep praying for me. Y'all know I'm getting older. But I told God, with every living breath, I'm going to be preaching. I'm going to preach your word if I can't remember but two sentences. Because what we need is in our obedience to what he's given to us. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And then, brother, when I went to the garden and heard him say, nevertheless, this is a terrible cup. Let this cup pass. Let this cup pass. And the disciples kind of knew. They didn't know, but they knew a little whatever. He said, but nevertheless, Lord, that I'll do it. Nevertheless. Nevertheless. And that'll fit other places, but I'm talking about what I'm preaching today. It'll fit. It's going to fit a lot of places. Thank you, Lord. And then he said, thank you, Jesus. Give us this day our daily bread. Do you know what you're asking God for? Do you realize what the bread of God is? Do you realize if you dare get, you ask him and you don't even eat it? You ask God for your daily bread. And listen, he said, every day you getting bread. He said, I was the bread in the wilderness. I was that bread. I am the bread of life. I was the bread in the wilderness. And when they got up every day eating manna, they didn't know what they was eating. And like the saints of God, you eating manna and don't even know it. Who was Dr. So-and-so in the wilderness? Who was Mr. Macy in the wilderness? Come on now. Who was the bread company in the wilderness? Well, who was that psychiatrist in the wilderness? They didn't have nothing but Jesus. Because he said I was the bread. So when they picked it up, I found out that they had more than just manna. I was kind of, because I told sisters, I said, girl, if they had to eat sweet manna, I don't know how would I. They had other foods. So you look in the Bible closely. Doves and pigeons and then they had cows. They took the cows out, you remember? Is we ever satisfied? You need to look that. You can look it up. You find this. Just look through that, what they had. He said, give us this day our daily bread. Jesus, have mercy. You got your daily bread for today? Did you get up and get your daily bread today? You get up and open it up and look in it and see what he had for you. Maybe a steak. And cause sometimes he'll give you some broccoli. Everybody don't like broccoli. But that's what you need. He going to give you what you need. I say he's going to give you what you need. I was studying for the service, sister. And then bring this out. I was studying for the service for yesterday. And I preached on friend. Well, that 26th chapter said that Abraham was the friend. Okay, and God done told him, I'm going to get, like he done told you. Come on now, he done told you. I'm going to answer your prayer. You get, and the Lord will say, I'm going to answer your prayers. And then you look in the Bible and you see, ooh, you get all stuff. Oh, I'm going to wait on the Lord. Oh, I'm hurting too bad. I got to go see what Dr. Fuzzy say. Oh, God, I'm just hurting too bad. Go ahead, I'll leave that alone. But in the next chapter, it say, and Sarah didn't have any children. And so they're going to help God out. Now, in the chapter before that, he done already told him what he's going to do. He even had him looking in the sky, looking on the earth. He just really built him up like he do you. Praise the Lord. That's what he do you the same way. He tell you, you going to get this. I'm going to do it for you. Hallelujah, Jesus. But then you go and do something else. And look the mess he done started over there. Them children over there belong to Ishmael. And I said, I told the Lord, I'm waiting on the Lord. And I looked, I said, now I never thought this, brother, I never thought this. I looked, I said, I ain't birthing no Ishmael's, Lord. I'm sorry. I got to wait. Clay said, I got to wait, Clay, because I'm not birthing no Ishmael's. I got to wait. I say, I got to wait. He said, he give me this day my daily bread, and he know what I go through. Now, we get up here, oh, that's so good. I help people. How you know what you go through? Anybody? Wow! But I can tell you, he know what you go through. Praise the Lord. He knows where you are. Praise. But Lisa, when this come, I'm going to get up and show enough clown. Because I'm going to know something. See, I know because it's written. So I can preach and we can preach because it's written. But let's go through some things so you can have some experience with God and know what he can do. And I don't mean I ain't had no experience because God has healed me many times. God has been good to me. I couldn't have got to this age if he had not been good to me. I could be walking around using my hands and he not been good to me. God has been good to you too. You sitting there looking so pretty. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And when my cousin walked in there, and I ain't going to tell y'all how old she is because women don't like that. When she comes sashaying in there, I said, look at Audrey. She come in there. Hello, Celeste. Oh, you look good, Celeste. Uh-oh. Then she comes sashaying in here this morning. With a white suit on, looking good. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Little earrings, looking good. You know what I'm saying? And I say, Audrey, I say, I want to brag on you. That's my cousin. I said, weren't you the dean of some college or something? She said, I know, Celeste. I was, what?
I taught English for 25 or 30 years. And the last 5 years, I was head of the writing lab. I taught kids how to write using computers.
Yes. I know you were doing something big up there. I know you were doing something. Girl, we had you the dean of a college. Ain't he something else? I say, ain't he something else? She lived by herself. I ain't going to tell you. See, I ain't going to tell the girl. I ain't getting in trouble. What's wrong with you? Oh, did you say it? Oh, you did? You told everybody? Oh, yeah. Okay, what'd you say?
82.
I'm telling you, she walked in there just like, you know, she walked in. I said, good grief. I said, I'm going to wait on you, Lord. This one, whoa, boy, this is wonderful. It's a God is good. He says, thy will be done. In earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts. Or which one they say? As we forgive our debtors. Now, we could stay there a long time, brother. We could stay there. Okay. Forgive us our debts as we forgive people who owe us. Whatever it is. Come on now. You sit in the church and you ain't got still rid of that feeling you have for Sister Sally. But the Lord said, when you go to bring your gift, and remember that your brother have ought against you. Mm-hmm. He said you have ought against him. Right. Go leave your gift, make it up with your brother, and then go give your gift. So many of God's people have that unforgiving spirit in them about something somebody did to them 30 years ago, and they can't get nothing. And so they praying and wonder why God ain't doing. So I've been searching my heart. Why about you? I'm putting everybody down. Lord, if I did, please, God. Hallelujah, forgive me because I want what you want. Yeah. It's my health and my success. Yeah. So if you sitting here and ain't made it right, get to it. Get it done. And ain't need us going. But he said, forgive us. Listen, God ain't going to forgive you unless you forgive them. You got something you holding. God, that's why you can't get well. So make sure that there's nothing in your heart so you can get well. We pray, but unless you do that, then we just be praying for nothing. And so I'm getting like Paul, Peter. He perceived that people had faith. I'm asking that for that, brother. I love to pray for people. And I'm picking up people and putting my hand on. But I said, Lord, you're going to show me those that got the faith. And those that ain't got nothing in their heart. I ain't going to be wasting my time. I ain't going to do it. I said, Lord, I'm asking you now to show me. Even though I want to pray, I like to pray for everybody. You know, I like praying for folk. Yeah, you know. But I said, Lord, I'm going to ask you to let me see. I know this brother said he's praying for this woman. He prayed and prayed and prayed for her. And he's got the biggest church, Brother Cho, over in Korea. And the Lord told him, she got something against her husband. Asked her about her husband. And she couldn't get well. Well, over in their church, there's a lot of miracles. You know, nothing for them to see dead raised and this. But then she knew that the miracles was there. And so she said, you ain't praying for me. She said, man, I don't pray for you and said everything a Pentecostal man could say. And the Lord put in his mind. He said, oh, what about your husband? Oh, that lowdown. He make me sick. He stops me from being a Christian the way I want to be. And she started talking about him. She started talking. He said, there it is. He said, lady, you got to forgive him. Amen. I can't forgive him. Do you understand what he did to me? Come on. Y'all know I'm telling you the truth. That's the one sin that really hurts people. So he told her, said, he kept working with him, praying with him, everything, and she finally broke down. He said, I want you to take a pebble in your mind, and you take what he did, and I want you to throw it in the pond. Because you know how Jesus throws. And she did in her mind. And when she did it, God released her. She got up and was healed, and her husband got saved the next Sunday. So sometimes we hinder other people when we have things in our hearts against somebody. Well, he did this to me, or she did that to me, and she said something to me, and you still thinking about it. What's his name? I ain't got nothing. If you sitting up in something, and I said this, and went, some say, you guilty. Because the Holy Ghost will let you know. And it may not be something you did to, you know what I mean? They may have did it to you. I know this is the truth. I told my church this. I had a sister in the Lord, and if Ernie would know, but anyway, she hurt me so bad. She hurt me, really hurt me. And I guess, come on, Celeste. I had something in there. Because every time I'd hear somebody say, something would happen in my heart, yeah. So one day I was over to her house and I took her aside. I said, sister, and I called her name, forgive me for feeling this way about you. She threw her arms around me. She said, I know you saved. Because it take a saved person to do that, I guess, is what she was saying. So we gained something from each other and we got to be so close after then. But I carried that thing for a couple years. I did. It was bitterness, you know, against what she did. And she said, forgive me too. I don't know. No, she didn't. No, she didn't say nothing to me. And that won't tell you. She didn't tell you. I said, look, I don't care if that's between you and her. But my heart is right. I say, I got it right with God. My dad, I hated him. I hated, or it was my father. But the way he treated my mother, I hated him. I hated him. And he came to see us one year up on the hill. And the Lord told me, you have to forgive him. And I said, Dad, I'm trying to witness now. Daddy, so. He said, Celeste, I know I've been, and he talked about it, what he'd been. I said, Daddy, I forgive you. And I meant it. I said, I meant it. I forgave my dad. And when he was dying, me and Peaches, one of my cousins, went up there to the hospital to see him. And he said, you come? I said, of course I come. I love you. And I really fell in love with this man. Because I looked back on what he tried to do. Let me tell y'all something. A lot of men, women come out of homes they never were taught. They didn't have no father to teach them how to be a daddy. And so the Lord gave me that understanding after I got saved. He didn't know how to be a daddy, but he did the best he could. But one thing he kept me, said, so I began to look at the good things he did, or I began to look at how he kept me. I sure want to tell you that, but I can't tell you that. But he kept me. My daddy kept me. And I just want to thank him for doing that. And he could die in peace when I forgave him. Some people holding on, trying to see what you're going to do. It's hard. It's not easy to go and tell somebody, forgive me for what I've been feeling. If you're feeling bad, don't be saying, now you did something. No, the Lord didn't say that. Forgive me for how I've been feeling. And what I've been feeling is wrong. Please forgive me. And it'll melt the heart of that person. You'll be just like this. You'll gain a friend. Now, for all that, don't tell me that ain't hurting somebody. No, and Lord, don't say nothing. Don't hit no folks. Get that done quick. Don't wait. Now, you were supposed. I preached this before, and the Lord helped somebody on this thing. Did somebody help? Get help? I know. I'm preaching again, so it must still be here. So go and get that thing right. Let's go on. Anybody else coming here, jumping around here, and all that stuff is in you? Death in the camp. Read the next. What did it say after that? We're going to get through with it. And lead us not into temptation. I've always thought about that scripture. I said, Lord, I know. Brother, you explained it to me as well. But I say, he said, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Father. God don't want us to be all bowed down with stuff like I'm saying. What we just said before now. He don't want you bowed down with that stuff. He want to be able to come to you in dreams and visions. And I told the Lord, I said, we ought to be having dreams and visions. And somebody ought to step up and tell us what's going on today. We can't hardly have nothing because they got something too. I tell them, I say, I don't know what they do, but I know what you ain't doing. I don't know what you're doing, but I say, I see the church. Well, Lord, we let that alone. He said, well, Lord, you know, I love you. Forgive. Lead us not, he said, but deliver us from evil. Listen to this now. Now, this is something you recognize when you get all that straightened out. You will say, Lord, the kingdom is yours. I know I can come to you because yours is the kingdom. Yours is the power. Yours is the glory. But see, in between there, you can hardly understand. But once you get that mess straightened out, you're going to know the kingdom and the power and the glory belong to God. Once you get that mess straightened out in your life, you're going to know. You're going to say, Lord, I know the power and the glory and the kingdom belong to you. I know what I can have because I know you. Amen. You're going to know you know. I like that. I like that. Hallelujah. He said, we through, ain't you? Forever. So that means that he's going to be with us forever. The kingdom and the power and the glory. It's God's forever. Sister Blonda, you know what I was really took away with yesterday? When Sue came back. Do you know that lady that was she's had a stroke. And in my zeal, won't I see her get well? I just went and prayed for her. I said, Lord, she ain't gonna never come back. because she tried to obey. She tried, but I don't know, but the Lord spoke to me. He said, without faith, it's impossible to please me. If you ain't got faith, it's impossible. You hear me what I'm saying? What did it say? And he said, and it's impossible to do what? To please God. Without faith, it's impossible. So we prayed for her. You know, she did. I thought, you know. And when I seen her, she said, they didn't come. Now, she lived in O'Fallon. She said, but I came. Y'all didn't get it. She said, but I came. So there's still hope in her heart that maybe these people can help me. Maybe I'll get what I need. But if she sit here long enough, she will. Because we on our way somewhere, brother. We ain't just come to church to warm these seats up. These people are on. We on our way to a new land. We on our way and we traveling in this place that God has put us in. And we're going to come out victorious. We're going to come out victorious. You're going to come out with you, what you got, you got, you got, you got. And we're going to be surprised. Ooh, I didn't know she had that. You didn't know she had that. Because you looking at sister so-and-so. And you know what she got. Boy, I wish I could testify like her. Linda, I just love you to death. She say, I'm a quiet person. I'm going to sing my little testimony. And she blessed us. He touched me. Oh, he touched me. I'll tell you, it's wonderful. Be yourself. God got something for each one of us. Each one of us. Now, Brother Addie is a house of fire. But I'm Sister Davis. And I want to be Sister Davis. I'm going to die Sister Davis. And as he do for me. Because I can't be nobody else. We got a lady come here, Sister Harvey. Boy, she's a house of fire. But I ain't another sister. I'm not Sister Marilyn. I'm Sister Davis. I say, I'm Sister Davis. Okay, now stay with me. I'm Sister Davis. This woman is a house of fire. But God gave me the gift of healing that I finally received. And she came here and she had a leg, a foot or something, and her knee. And God said, lay hands on her. And I laid hands on her and God healed her. Stay with me. Stay with me. Stop trying to be like other people. What you got, somebody wants. Thank you. And she go around and tell her, Sister David laid hands. Girl, you said to, yes, Sister David laid hands on me. I don't want that. What I'm going to tell you is, I learned from that. I said, and I tell you, oh, Lord, but Sister, she come here. But she tells the church, I'm telling you, that woman is anointed. But God gave it to her. God gave her that. You know, and God give you an anointing. It may not be the same way you deliver it, but you got an anointing. You have an anointing. Amen. Amen. The Bible say you do. But don't be trying to do like Leslie or do like Jackie or do like. Jackie is Jackie. And I just love Jackie because wherever Jackie is, she Jackie. We went over to a church. She do that everywhere she go. We went over in Warrington to the church over there and just sang to take the choir. And she said, do people run in this church? Before they could even answer, she's round in front. Love it. I love it. But I love your praise too. And God loves your praise. I'm going to tell you, God loves Jack and praise. He loves your praise too. Praise Lord, because he gave that to her for a reason, and he giving you something for a reason. Amen. Praise the Lord. Brother, I was so glad to see you up doing your thing this morning. You need to do it more often. Amen. Yeah, you need to do it more often. I loved it. Will you stand? Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, somebody here the Lord was talking to. If I ask somebody to come to the altar that's not saved, I suppose everybody in here is saved. Am I right? Just about. This is the regular crowds, brother. Right now it is, brother. Right now. You wait and see. But I'm asking for you, let us come together and pray together for what God wants you to do. To give you the strength to go and make some things right. Somebody here need to make some things right. Now, I know when God tell me something, somebody here, maybe more than one person, need to make some things right with God. And I say with God because whatever we do is against him. So if you want me to, let's pray. And I'm telling you, if you got the nerve to come out here, Lord, I don't know what's going to happen to you, child. If you need to come out, Lord, I've just been really, see, I know what I'm saying. The Lord, I know the Holy Ghost now. I've been in this thing. I ain't just started yesterday. Yeah. You know what? Nobody even got to lay hands on you. Because when you stepped out in faith. And whatever you need to do, you're going to find it very easy. It ain't going to be hard. It's hard. Unless you got something else you want to ask me. Okay. You got what you need from God. I said, you got what you need from God.